Hey, this is a Las Vegas Sun Sports Talk, the Rebel Room, Ray Brewer, Mike Gamralla, talking all things UNLV athletics, and it's tournament time. We will buckle in. Mountain West tournament starts for the women and men. I use the women first, Michael, because they have a legit chance. I know we've, in the Rebel Room, talked about the Lady Rebels maybe twice in 12 years, but they're the number one seed, the regular season champs, and could be in Wednesday's championship game. So not to take any breath away from the men, who are better than we thought they'd be, but some exciting times coming at the Thomas and Mack this week.
Yeah, I think the women have a very good chance of pulling it off. They won today. We're recording this on a Monday afternoon. So just they're two wins away, basically, from the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, and that's just awesome for Coach Lindy LaRocque, who, as you may or may not know, I covered when she was a high school player at Durango.
I did know that.
Yeah, so the gray hairs on the top of my head aren't because of that, but just because of my age. But UNLV men, despite the loss at New Mexico, which, listen, they knew when they took the court that the game had no impact on their seeding. They still got live action, and they avoid San Diego State until the finals. To me, that's a darn good draw. I don't know how you feel about it, bud.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good path to the championship for UNLV. Like you said, San Diego State is the team that I would most want to avoid. We talked about that last time we did a podcast last week. I know some fans got on Twitter afterwards and were like, no way, we want San Diego State. We're not afraid of them. But I think you and I, we're a couple of cooler heads in this situation, and we both agree, like, you don't want to play San Diego State unless you absolutely have to and you want it to be as late as possible. So they got a good draw. They got Wyoming on Thursday. That's a team that they just beat last week. They match up pretty well with Wyoming, I think. That's – win on Thursday, all of a sudden you're in the semifinals. They finishing fifth was a big deal. Like, they've only got to win three games. I think they can beat Wyoming. That would put them two wins away. So yeah, good draw.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think that anybody who said we were crazy last week is crazy, because San Diego State plays defense. It's that simple. And the other teams want to try to outscore you. And I think UNLV, if you hit a few three-pointers, could hang with Boise State and can hang with Wyoming. Cannot hang with San Diego State, in my opinion. I think the Rebels are a lot better than I thought they were going to be. I thought that Royce Hamm was a great addition. He plays hard, protects the rim, which we haven't seen in a few years. Bryce Hamilton is as good as advertised. Jordan McCabe runs the offense well. The Williams kid off the bench. And this is a decent team. And I am looking forward to seeing what they could do in the tournament. I will say, the last time we did the show, I was more optimistic. And I saw the Boise game. I just thought they got pushed around a little bit, maybe a lot. And that scared
me. Boise's better than them. Like, that's just that's how it is. Like, Boise has a better team. They're more talented. They've played together longer. So it's UNLV, you know, like, that's what, you're the fifth seed. That's good, but they're going to have to beat teams that are better than them to get there. The good news is that Bryce Hamilton, I think in the entire league, is the player who is most capable of winning you a game if he gets hot. And we've seen the rotation round out, as you were naming some of the players. Donovan Williams, just earlier today, was named sixth man of the year for the Mountain West. He's playing great off the bench. Justin Webster is coming alive all of a sudden. He's giving you great minutes off the bench. David Mwaka is a good player off the bench. All of a sudden, they've got a rotation, and these players are all, you know, giving them quality minutes. I know you kind of brushed off the New Mexico loss. It didn't mean a lot in the standings. Did you take – because I was kind of bothered. It kind of makes me question what we're going to see from them on Thursday. The fact that they kind of they played like that game. I don't know. I wanted to see more out of them. That's a New Mexico team that they should have beat. And if you're going to travel and you're going to play all your players, you might as well try to win. So that concerns me a little bit. And also Justin Webster said in his post game, you know, we didn't have a good day of practice leading up to this. So that also kind of like, if at this point in the season, do the players think like they're that good that they can give that game away or they don't need the reps? I know the game was for the standings was meaningless, but for yourself as a team, don't you want to keep playing and getting better and win and keep it going? So I was a little turned off by that. I'm not sure. I still think that they can and probably should beat Wyoming, but that what I saw in New Mexico is just leaving some doubt in my mind.
Yeah, so I would urge you, and usually our roles are a little reversed where I hit the panic button and you kind of talk me off the ledge a little bit. But I would tell you that don't stress over this New Mexico game. Always tough to play there. The elevation's a little higher. They really didn't have much to play for. And they know their sole path to continuing to play is to win this week, right? Three wins in 3 days, and you make the NCAA tournament. And that's what they're gearing up to do. And I think if you look at the history of the program in the most, I don't know, 10 or 12 years, but I've always said that it's a team that has a lot of talent or a program that has a lot of talent that kind of takes its foot off the gas a little bit when they need to be peaking because they have the advantage of playing the tournament at home on their home court. And they think they're more invincible than what they are.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to overreact. So I understand where you're coming from. It's just that it's not like they tried to win the game in the second half. We saw them play hard and really bust it. And they wanted to win, but they just didn't want it enough to come out in the first half and play hard. Like, I don't like flip switching. I like a good, consistent 100% effort. So if that's the one. And also a more tangible effect of that game is Victory Waco, who was left the court again with re-aggravated that shoulder injury. That's kept him out of a bunch of games this year. It looks like we knew it was going to be something he's going to have to deal with all year. Just a bad time for that to pop up again. If I had to guess, I haven't seen them in practice since then. I haven't talked to the team yet. They haven't had media availability. I would guess he'll try to play through it at this point because he's already played through it so much, but that's just one more thing coming out of that New Mexico game to think about.
Yeah. I mean, obviously going into the tournament on a loss is not preferred, but look at the complete body of work. You know, they've won some games this year against some of the league's better teams. And, you know, for year one, it's a decent little starting block for Kevin Kruger and company. And listen, you've got arguably the league's best player. I know the voting didn't go that way. And Bryce Hamilton, you've got a capable point guard. You've got a good player on the inside. You know, why not UNLV? Is what I'm going to say. This is there's no clear cut best team in the league, and you know, I think UNLV has as good a chance. I mean, we'll probably be a 4-point underdog against Boise or Wyoming in the semis, and then the same in the championship game if they make it that far. So you got live action. You got a chance, man.
I would say another thing I would turn my attention to as these games start is kind of quietly because they've been winning through it, but Bryce Hamilton, his shooting has not been as good as it was when UNLV started their run of good play. He hasn't shot 50% in a game since February 11th. So his last six games, he's been below 50%. He struggled, you know, inside the arc. He struggled from beyond the arc. He's still scoring. He's still getting his points because he gets to the free throw line a lot. He makes those. So he's still, you know, doing it efficiently, but it can either go one of two ways. He can continue to struggle, and he faces some defenses like no one else in the Mountain West faces. He's always, you know, shooting over two guys. So it's either he snaps out of it and he gets red hot for the Mountain West tournament, or they're going to have to try to keep winning with him, you know, 18 shots for 24 points, which is great, but you'd much rather have him making, you know, 55% and having those hot games where he gives you 30 plus. So I wonder what kind of Bryce Hamilton we're going to get. Now that they've got 4 days to rest, maybe Kevin Kruger's got some time to sort of scheme up maybe a couple more open shots per game where Hamilton doesn't have to take on the entire defense. I don't know, but that's just something that also caught my eyes, the fact that he was really, I think, the front runner for player of the year at one point, but his close to the season probably brought down his efficiency numbers enough to where the media wasn't going to give him that vote. So if I'm a fan, I'd like to see him turn that around for these next three games, obviously.
Yeah, I think the other thing, Michael, is the guy's got to be exhausted, right?
Yes.
I mean, he's
100%.
He's played a ton of minutes, and you bring up a good point. Every night, the team that UNLV plays, he's the first person they want to stop.
He doesn't get any easy shots. Every shot he takes is like he's got to dribble two through a couple of players. He's got to spin. He's got to step back. Like, he expends a lot of energy to get his shot. So I can totally get it if that shooting slump is related to fatigue. I get that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think we're in a good spot you'd have to think that the program, you at the beginning of the year, this is not what you thought. You thought they'd be playing in the playing round, that, you know, that who knows, because you looked at the players, and I'm speaking for you if you don't mind, but you looked at the players and you said, oh, Royce Hamm, he only averaged 3 points a game at Texas, blah, blah, blah. And now he's going to be asked to do this here at UNLV. And I said, Mike, listen to me. I said, that was Texas. That was a Big 12 conference. He's accumulated talent for major conferences and letting them gone loose. And they're playing good. They're playing good. If they win the tournament, Michael, do they get on the seed line for the NCAA, or do they got to play in the playing game there?
I have no idea. Honestly, I have not looked at it, like the bracketology, that kind of stuff yet. I guess, Boise State, Colorado State, San Diego State are locks, I think we would both say, for the NCAA tournament.
Wyoming's not a lock?
The way they closed the season, I don't know. I mean, their net and their rankings are still pretty high. I could look it up right now. I think they'll probably get in. So, but if they lose to UNLV on Thursday, how does that go? I think that'll be like losing three out of their last four. I don't know. But so if UNLV is like the fourth or even the fifth team to get in from this conference, they could be looking at that.
Okay, so but you're confident that Boise and Colorado State are in?
And San Diego State.
Okay.
I think those are three at-large teams. I think they'll get three teams in there at worst.
Okay. And another team who UNLV lost to this year that hasn't been great down the stretch, but Fresno still has live action in the tournament, right?
Yeah, Fresno is an interesting team. They have good players. They've beaten some of the better teams in the league this year. I'd put them in that same category almost with UNLV, where I could see them pulling off one huge upset. Like, I could see UNLV beating Boise State, but I don't know if I could see UNLV stringing together three consistent performances in a row to win it. Same, I put Fresno State there too. Like, I could see Robinson take over a half and lead them to a win over Colorado State or something like that. But I don't know if I could see them do it three times in a row or four times in a row in their case. But yeah, another live team that you definitely have to pay attention to.
When was the last time UNLV won a game in the tournament?
I would say, did they win? I can't even remember last year. Did they win one? Did they win the play-in round last year? That's sad that I can't even remember. I know they won a
couple. I obviously wasn't there, so.
It wasn't that long ago, because they won tournament games under Menzies before that. So, I mean, it hasn't been that long. It's not like they're in a drought in the Mountain West tournament. But I do know 2 years ago they got knocked out in their first game. Let me check on last year. But they're not like in a – they're not jonesing for a Mountain West tournament win, I don't think.
Okay. When was the last time they won the tournament? 2008?
Yes. I mean, that's that Sweet 16 team. Right?
I thought they won it the following year when they beat when they went to the round of 32.
Oh yeah, that might be that might be true.
But it's been a while. I mean, we're talking, can they win a tournament that they haven't won in, you know, 22 years or what, or 12 years or whatever.
When did it move to the Thomas and Mack Center permanently?
From, so, because they were in Denver for a few years, right?
Yeah.
I think right when UNLV won, they had those big games against BYU, I think.
Okay. So they've won it in Las Vegas?
Yeah, they won it Kruger's year and I think the year after.
Okay. I'm exposing my lack of institutional knowledge here, but okay. I mean, sure. What do you think about, so you think they'll beat Wyoming? They're going to be underdogs in that game, you think, even though they just beat them, even though UNLV just beat them last week? Is a line out for that game?
Let me check. UNLV won the tournament in 2007 and 2008, beat BYU in both years, and then they lost in 2010 to San Diego State with Kawhi Leonard, and then they lost in 2013 to New Mexico and Tony Snell.
Okay.
And then it's basically been Utah State, San Diego State the last 3 years. Right? Let me check real fast to see if there's a line on the game against Wyoming.
Because to me, what I saw, based on what I've seen from UNLV, what I've seen from Wyoming in their last matchup that they played, I think UNLV should win that game. Like, you're probably not going to get Graham Ike to go, you know, 3 of 18 or 5 of 18, whatever he did in the first matchup, but I still think UNLV matches up pretty well with them. I would expect UNLV to win that game.
Well, it doesn't look like there's a number out for this week. So, but UNLV was a favorite by a point and a half on March 2nd, right? I mean, I guess the question of the day is, what kind of fan support are they going to get at this tournament?
You know, it's been, I don't know the exact figures, but it seems like they've picked up some momentum late in the season. I would say their last three or so home games, they had a pretty nice home court advantage. Like the crowd, you know, surged at the right moments. They got into a frenzy at certain times. Like, they were chanting for defense when, you know, they needed a defensive, you know, all the stuff that helps, you know, pump up the home team.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, that's a good start. And then, you know, the Mountain West, it's a tournament, it's a, you know, neutral site. So you never know. I would expect, you've got to outnumber Wyoming fans.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday, are they gonna? If it's UNLV Boise State on Friday, you think Boise State will have the advantage in the crowd. Number one seed, those fans want to storm the court. They want to win. Best team they've had in a long time.
I mean, I think if UNLV is in the championship game, then people show out.
I agree. I think if they make the championship game, you'll see a lot of fans come back and you'll have a really good atmosphere. That Friday game, the middle game, the semifinals, is the one that I would probably be the most worried about from that perspective, just because I think Boise State is probably itching to travel. Vegas is open again. It's a chance to support like a team that they know is a lock for the NCAA tournament, but you can have this Mountain West Conference celebration. It's a fun thing. I think they'll travel pretty strongly for it. And UNLV won't get that kind of hype from the local fans until, you know, I don't think until they make the championship round. So I think there's a chance like that Boise game could get ugly if that's the matchup. But
I mean, Thursday, I can make the argument that the Boise fans won't be here because they're saving their money for next week.
Yeah, that's a good point as well. But next week could be anything. Like, you don't know where you're going. You don't know how it's going to play out. This is like a 3 days in Vegas locked in where you know Mm-hmm. Like you can travel and set your schedule around it. So mm-hmm. for someone like me, who does not like the unknown, I like the known qualities. I would rather know exactly where I'm going and what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we look forward to your coverage in the sun, Mike, and thank all of the fans for listening to our another edition of Las Vegas Sun.
Who's going to win the Mountain West tournament?
San Diego State.
Okay.
Yeah. Who do you think's going to win?
I think Boise State's going to win it. And the nice. Biggest team, too big.
Well, they'll probably be playing on a.
Hey, just for.
That's my phone. Sorry, everybody. It's Grand right. Central today.
So, okay, I'll let you take that call. We can wrap
all right, for Mike, I'm Ray. Y'all have a nice day.